and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A farm on the west side of town is helping out the community while supplying fresh greens to restaurants and grocers. O2 Urban Farms opened in 2018 with a unique concept. The indoor farm employs adults with disabilities from a local nonprofit. Our assistant producer, Selena Reeder, recently paid a visit to see how it takes a dedicated team of employees and just 1,500 square feet of space to grow their produce.
The brown brick building is small and unassuming, but inside, workers are growing 10 times the amount of produce as an outdoor farm.
This is the grow room.
Executive Director of the Ken Anderson Alliance, Kevin Potts, shows me around O2 Urban Farms in Cheviot.
It's not what you expect when you walk up to the building.
8 grow racks, 48 feet long, are resting in beds of water, filled with leafy green lettuce under rows and rows of light. It's all part of a system called aquaponics.
They constantly circulate water from kind of gravity fed from the top row all the way down, and then it goes through this pump down here that you see kind of at the other end there, and then it feeds it back underneath here through the concrete into the fish tanks where it is, you know, mixed with the water there, and then it comes back into the system. On the other side there, it goes all the way up in just a constant feed.
And each of those tanks has about 250 fish.
They get real noisy when food comes in.
The fish feed the plants. The plants filter the water. It's a self-sustaining relationship. Part of this symbiosis includes the employees who oversee it all. They're clipping lettuce and preparing the greens for store shelves. These adults with disabilities are from the Ken Anderson Alliance, a nonprofit providing work opportunities for people including Matt Coy.
What I do is I harvest here. That means to cut the lettuce, remove the unwanted, and then put it into one of these beds over here.
Matt starts at 8:50 in the morning and says it's fulfilling to know people can buy the lettuce he harvests.
It feels pretty good.
Have you ever seen this lettuce in the store? Have you been to one of the stores where this lettuce is sold?
Yeah. We've actually got it from Humber's a couple times.
This lettuce that Matt buys goes from seed to harvest in half the time it takes on a conventional farm.
And we can grow 24 hours a day.
Kevin Potts again.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about, is there a windstorm or frost? And for the adults with disabilities that we employ, and we're able to control the temperature and the environment so that, you know, it's not in the middle of July, we don't have to worry about, are they out there getting dehydrated and sunburnt? And how are we going to get someone with mobility issues out into the soil? They can come right in here and they can still do the job successfully.
A job that's sunny no matter the season, thanks to the rows and rows of lights. There's a constant trickling from the circulating water and the smell of fresh greens. And for Matt,
it's very peaceful and relaxing.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Selena Reeder.
And back out here in the studio, I'm Michael Monks, joined now in the studio by O2 Urban Farms co-founder Mark Ruberg. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And we also have with us the Ken Anderson Alliance Executive Director, Kevin Potts. Kevin, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us today.
And we have an employee with O2 Urban Farms, Andy Schaller. Andy, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah.
It's so nice to have you here with us as well. And if you have questions for our friends who are in the studio with us today, give us a call at 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and tweets and try to get some of those into the show as well. Mark, let's start with you and talk about O2 Urban Farms. We heard a little bit there in that pre-produced piece from our assistant producer, Selena Reeder, but tell us about O2 Urban Farms and what led you to be part of this at the beginning.
Yeah, so I'll try to run through it in a quick and logical fashion, but Selena did a nice job of describing it. I first learned about aquaponics at my day job. I travel a lot. I was reading an article in Sky Magazine, in Delta Sky Magazine, back in May of 2013, I think. And it really captured my imagination because I always had aquariums. I liked home farming, and aquaponics was kind of combining two hobbies in one. So when I landed, I as we taxied in, I got on Amazon and ordered 2 books on aquaponics. And when I got home from my business trip, I read the books and thought this could work. So I put a little unit in at home, started growing basil and making my own pesto from the fresh basil. And I thought, okay, this really works. So then fast forward to 2017, I was talking to Tom Mendel, a friend of mine, and he fell in love with the idea as well. So we decided we were going to get something going here, get a farm going. And we did all the spreadsheets and the numbers and all that kind of stuff. We decided it could work, but neither of us wanted to start just another business. So that we started crafting out the idea of forming a nonprofit. So 2018, we incorporated as a nonprofit. We did fundraising. We did site selection. Ended up at Vineyard Westside in Cheviot, Ohio, out on Glenmore. And then we did the build-out of the farm. And that took the whole year of 2018. 2019 basically was deciding what kind of plants to plant, what ones would prosper, what made the best salad. And we've done all that now. And actually, the farm's running at full production now. And so 2020, fast forward to today, what we need to do today is just, and this is helping today with this program, get the awareness out, because we actually, besides being growing sustainably, we also want the entity to be self-sustaining. So we can sell enough lettuce to pay for the lights and pay for the employees, and also be financially sustainable as well as environmentally sustainable.
And that's Mark Ruberg, a co-founder of O2 Urban Farms in Cheviot. We should note, this is an indoor farm.
Correct.
It all takes place inside. I'm so intrigued by your story that this really started because you were reading the Airplanes official magazine on one of your business trips, and that you were so inspired by what you read that you got started this way. For people who may not even know what aquaponics is, I know we got a pretty decent explanation there at the top of this segment, but what's your definition of it?
Yeah, so it's aquaculture is raising fish. So we've all been to the store and had farm-raised fish, tilapia or whatever. Hydroponics is growing plants in water. So aquaponics is actually a mashup of aquaculture and hydroponics. And as they said, Selena did a nice job in the lead-up. She said, you feed the fish, and the fish do what they do. And as those droppings decompose, they generate ammonia, which would actually be toxic to the fish. But there's bacteria, beneficial bacteria in the system that convert the ammonia to nitrates. And then the plants are actually taking those nitrates up through their roots, which is the nutrients they need, but it also filters the water. So then you return filtered water back to the fish tanks, and it's a completely balanced relationship. There's a lot of things that do hydroponic growing, which uses less water and is more efficient. That's a nice way to grow plants. But when Tom Mendel and I sat down and talked about this, we wanted to go aquaponics because we didn't have to buy nutrients and truck nutrients to our farm from exterior sources. It's a lower carbon footprint to actually generate the nutrients on site with the fish.
Because even though this is a water-based farm, it apparently uses less water than a traditional farm does.
Correct. Yeah, because the floating rafts cover up the water. So you can grow the same amount of lettuce it would take 20 times the amount of water to grow this amount of lettuce we do out in the soil.
What are you growing there? You had mentioned that you had started with your own basil and then some pesto, and I heard you reference lettuce, but is there anything else?
Yeah, so right now we're sticking just to the lettuce. It's a family of lettuce called Salanova, if you can go out and Google that up. And we have several different kinds, and we usually do a red and green version of each. The red tends to have a little bit of bitterness to the salad mix. The green tends to have a little sweetness, and it makes for a really nice tasting salad. So it's a mix of greens.
All right.
Dark greens.
And so it does take some other bodies in there to keep those home fires burning. And that's where we bring in the Ken Anderson Alliance. And also on our panel with us is the executive director of that organization, Kevin Potts. Hello again to you, Kevin.
Hello.
Well, tell us what the Ken Anderson Alliance is.
So the Ken Anderson Alliance, we provide live, work, and engage opportunities for adults with disabilities. And we're based here in Cincinnati. And this is our work program, kind of our pilot for the work program. And we do an engage program, which involves 22 outings a month with adults with disabilities going out to do everything from, Cyclones games, Reds games, movies, dinner, trivia night, and even fascinating enough, some of the activities monthly are actually where our individuals with disabilities volunteer to go and volunteer as part of our program. So they'll go to Matthew 25, Free Store Food Bank, et cetera. And it's pretty fascinating to see that.
How did this develop?
Well, we have 208 people in our Engage program. And a lot of the individuals in that program were looking for work opportunities. So with that, we kind of started the conversation of, hey, we've got a farm going. We can employ some adults there because the initial need for hours and individuals was kind of low. And now it's grown to we employ 7 adults there.
And Andy, you are one of the adults that is working there. Is this a job that you enjoy?
Yep.
How long have you been working there?
couple years.
And what do you do there?
I just started 2020.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you take care of the lettuce?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay, what do you do in the day while you're there?
I clean the buckets and I do the seeds there.
I understand. You plant the seeds.
Yeah.
So that must be exciting to plant the seed and watch the lettuce grow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got how many adults from your organization, the Ken Anderson Alliance, Kevin, working at this indoor farm?
Right now we have seven. Yeah, we have seven working, and they range in anywhere from 4 or 5 hours a week up to 20 hours a week.
Okay, Mark, how helpful has this been to O2 Urban Farms to develop this partnership with the Ken Anderson Alliance?
Yeah, well, it's critical, truthfully. Kevin mentioned briefly that this was kind of built as a prototype farm, so you wouldn't want to build one any smaller than this. But when I was talking about us doing site selection and fundraising, Ken Anderson Alliance was a critical part of that fundraising. So they realized that this could be the work portion of their live, work, and play community. So they kicked in a significant amount of funding to help us get this farm built and started. So it's been a really great partnership.
And I understand that some of the local businesses that are buying from you, it's an impressive list. We'll talk a little bit about that next. We're going to take a quick break and come back and to continue to discuss O2 Urban Farms and the relationship with the Ken Anderson Alliance. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with our discussion about the relationship between a local indoor farm and an organization that supplies workers to them, adults who live with disabilities. We are joined by O2 Urban Farms co-founder Mark Ruberg. Hello again, Mark.
Hello again.
We have Ken Anderson Alliance Executive Director Kevin Potts. Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
And an employee with O2 Urban Farms through the Ken Anderson Alliance, Andy Schaller. Andy, hello to you again.
Hello.
And so the lettuce that is created at O2 Urban Farms has had some success. I'm looking at a list that you're currently selling to. These are some pretty well-known and well-established local businesses, Moreline, Orchid, Hotel Covington, Soto, Prime Cincinnati, and Jeff Ruby's. Mark, tell us a little bit about how you were able to develop those relationships and convince them that the lettuce that you're growing over in Cheviot is the lettuce they need on their dinner plates.
Yeah, and that's a great topic. So, like I said, we need to sell the lettuce to support the farm. And so we want to sell half of it through wholesale, half of it through retail. And Nathan Whittington, he's the executive chef for Cunningham Group, which is Moreline House. He came out and basically said exactly what you just mentioned. He loves the mission, loves the cause, but he also has to put a good product on his plate. So he came out to our farm, tasted the salad, and signed up. I mean, basically, so you go to Moreline House, you get a salad, you're getting an O2 Urban Farm salad. And it's harvested one day and on the plate the next day, so you can't get any fresher than that, as opposed to Arizona, California, or some other options. So he liked it right away, and then we worked through a local distributor to get into some of the other farms. And then we've also had some retailers step up. Humbert's Meats, Westside Brewing in Westwood, and Piazza di Sepoli Winery in White Oak. So you can buy for your own use, home use, retail use. If you're going to the butcher shop or wine shop or the craft brewery, you can buy our containers of lettuce for $5 a container and take it home. So it's available through two-way routes.
And so you've got seven workers from the Ken Anderson Alliance, including Andy, who's with us here in the studio. How many do you have total working at this operation?
Tim Sundrup is our director of operations. And interesting, Tim, it's really interesting because he showed up at a time exactly when we needed him. He's got a degree in biology. He also has a master's in divinity, which is quite a unique combination. But he's got a heart for giving, and he's just been doing a fantastic job of running the farm. Mike Tomlinson also has been very instrumental in developing the programs to help onboard, basically, the Ken Anderson Alliance employees that come on board. So those two, and then the Andy and his coworkers.
Okay, so they're the labor force out there doing this. And Andy, I want to talk a little bit about your daily responsibilities there in the farm. I understand that you'll have to help me out here, Andy, because I don't know anything about farming. So while you're there, you work with a tray and you work with some dirt and the seeds. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
I work with the dirt, the seeds, and the buckets. I clean the buckets for them too. And I cleaned the buckets and sinks. And I also cleaned the trays too.
Is the lettuce as good as Mark says it is?
Yeah.
It is?
I am trying to yet, but I think it's good.
Haven't tried any, but you endorse it anyway. I can appreciate that optimism about it. Kevin, of course, Andy comes from the Ken Anderson Alliance. He's one of seven employees at this indoor farm that has been contracted through your organization. And how does that work exactly? Are they compensated?
They are, yeah. It's a wonderful question. So our goal in our employment program is we want to make sure that we are providing a fair wage and not piecework for the individuals that we employ. So all the individuals working at the farm make a minimum of $10 an hour. Some make more. And we work them through there through kind of a – they're actually directly employed through Ken Anderson Alliance. And then we do a – almost like a staffing agency contracting with O2 Urban Farms to reimburse the cost of their labor time there.
Okay. So you mentioned some of the other places where clients of yours can go to work. I think you mentioned the Free Store Food Bank, for example.
They volunteer at the Free Store Food Bank.
They do some volunteering. So what type of industries are they finding contract work where they're being paid?
Yeah. Well, this is one of the first where we've had a huge success in employing more than maybe one person at one location with our seven individuals there. And then we are, as Ken Anderson Alliance, getting ready to kind of launch a online retail through our website where we sell a lot of our popular tailgate items and other things that actually our adults with disabilities make, everything from bath bombs to greeting cards, et cetera. So we're going to have that where we can offer some more employment opportunities as well.
Okay. And Mark, what do you think is next for O2 Urban Farms? You're growing the lettuce right now. This seemed to be like a overall, a decision that came to you very quickly, something you experimented with very quickly. I imagine you have some growth plans for it. So where do you see this taking off and going next?
Well, that's a great question. We want to get this one stabilized financially. So we're on the cusp of doing that. Ken Anderson Alliance has bought some additional coolers. We're going to have additional locations. But truthfully, once we have the model worked out, if it works in Cheviot, it can work in Lower Price Hill. And if it works in Cincinnati, it could work in Detroit or Denver or anywhere, quite honestly. So there's an opportunity, and I've had people reach out to me from other cities that would like to replicate this model. We have some engineering work in my mind to do to kind of clean it up, the design, but it could easily be replicated. But I think the next farm will be, and it might even be worth mentioning, this live, work, and play community the Ken Anderson Alliance is pursuing. They have a huge vision. So there's a work portion, the aquaponics. There's the play version, as Kevin's already described, but they're building a community for these adults to actually live in it as well.
Well, Kevin, tell us about that in our last minute together.
So we have 22 acres in Springfield Township where we're building a live, work, and engage community. And there we're going to be offering housing for about 174 individuals. And we're going to have a work program, which is this aquaponics, but on a considerably larger scale than we currently have. We'll be able to employ around 25 to 35 individuals there and at this proposed site. And we'll have a community center, and it'll be an offering for shared supports to help offer not only better quality care for adults with disabilities, but also make it more affordable and focus on quality as well. And we're hoping to have our kind of first occupancy come up in spring to summer of 2022.
Okay, so you're about 2.5 years out from that. But
yes.
What's the accommodation like? What type of living experience will people have there?
So it's very much from the drawings and everything and even our virtual reality video that I've seen, it's like a resort, to be quite honest. There are apartment complexes, condominiums, townhomes, some with garages, some without. One of our goals was to create a community that the individuals living there, that it doesn't look, you know, low rate. It doesn't look kind of thrown together. Very high quality, something they would be very, very proud of and somewhere where we would want to live as well. And it's going to be a very, very beautiful community.
Andy, but Kevin, there'll be the appropriate professionals as well, right, to support the...
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there will. We will have, LCSWs will have behavioral support professionals, caregiving professionals. And one of the things, Ken Anderson Alliance, obviously, we partner with so many other organizations that provide services that we're going to be bringing them in to help us with making it successful.
Well, we'll continue to follow this. My thanks to O2 Urban Farms co-founder Mark Ruberg, Ken Anderson Alliance Executive Director Kevin Potts, and an employee at O2 Urban Farms. Through the Ken Anderson Alliance, Andy Schaller. Thank you all for being with us today.
Well, thanks
really
for having us.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.